what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hello and welcome. I think we lost Ryan, but that's all right. Chris is popping in from the United Kingdom, if he's called in yet, or he will be shortly. Josh and I have been talking about the Civil War a little bit. It's something you can't really sum up quickly, but absolutely suffice not to say, there were a lot of reasons. There's never been a war just because of one, like this one thing or whatever, but mainly it was economics, and British, it's a complicated war thing. Yeah, yeah. The thing is, it doesn't matter. Like, these were veterans. They fought. They have their memorials. They have their graves. It's not your property. You don't have the right to go and vandalize or dismantle something because of your opinion that you just, oh, I just don't like that. I don't like that whole history. Well, too bad.
They're still Americans.
Yeah, they're still Americans. And it isn't even your state in most of the cases. Like, the people in Richmond aren't even from, not from Richmond. They're not from Virginia. They weren't even from the Mid-Atlantic. They came across the country to do that. I mean, I could go around, I could pull my as a Native American card out and be like, I don't like the American flag because you genocided 90 million people and blah, 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 and make an argument. But no, you know, I know that's not what that flag means to be. I mean, that happened, right? America has killed millions of people, killed a million people in Iraq, killed 1.5 million in the Korean War, killed 2 million in Vietnam. But I'm not going to go sledgehammer the Vietnam Memorial because of all the people that died in Vietnam, because that's not what it's about. It's honoring the people that died, not absolutely the war. And Confederate graves and memorials, those are honoring those men. It isn't about all the causes and conflicts and stuff from the 1860s. That's part of our history.
And all the veterans were admonished, too, within the 20th century, where they have the same status as, you know, the greatest American soldiers that fought, you know, wars for oil or
Arlington Cemetery, where our soldiers are buried from all number of conflicts, was General Lee's personal property. Mm-hmm. General Lee was against slavery and secession. He inherited slaves, which he released before the war got started. General Grant, who he was fighting, had slaves. Mm-hmm. All right. It wasn't this like slave versus not slavery. That's such nonsense. And I can't even, it pisses me off to no end that they are decimating this stuff and everyone's afraid to stand up for the South and to stand up for their history because they're going to get browbeat with that. And all these brats that don't know anything about history, that learned it from television or 2 minutes on Google, are going around and they smashed Christopher Columbus and they're going after Winston Churchill. And Winston Churchill did a lot of bad and good things too, but it's not yours, so you don't get to smash it.
They went after an abolitionist statue that was 30 years deep before the Civil War was an abolitionist, and they spray painted it and tried to pull that one down. So they have no idea what they're doing. They're just breaking stuff to break stuff.
They set fire to the 54th Massachusetts, which was an all-black regiment that fought for the Union. Didn't matter. They defaced Lincoln already. It ain't about the Civil War, and I told you all it's going to be a slippery slope. They're going to go after Thomas Jefferson. They already went after Lincoln. They'll be going after the Founding Fathers because they hate America. This excuse of, oh, I'm fighting racism and fascism, no. These are super far left, chimped out Antifa types with a severe inferiority complex. They hate anything that they view as strong. So they hate the U.S. They hate Western Civ. They hate Christianity. They hate masculinity. They hate anything that is viewed in their own mind as powerful, as strong. These are all weak. You can look at their decrepit people. You can't even tell the men from the women. They're so androgynous. They're losers. And these losers are banded together and having a total jealous fit of rage against things that they could not do or compete with. That's the real motivation. Has nothing to do with all these altruistic fantasies that they throw out. They just hate Western Civ. That's why they're so attracted to communism and anarchy. Anarcho-communism is an oxymoron. The only thing those two things, because you can't have no state and a super state that redistributes wealth at the same time. Like, it is paradoxically, it's just not even possible, but they gravitate to both because one thing they both have in common is no hierarchy, because everyone's on the bottom. Well, that's where they are anyway, and misery loves company, and they want to bring everybody down with them.
You know,
that's
one fun
is motivated by.
Right. You know, one funny thing I want to point out, and then Chris should chime in after this, would be that Raz Simone, who's the so-called, you know, warlord rapper who briefly ran – I guess he doesn't run it now, but he briefly ran Seattle's Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. He got embroiled with a little bit of that projectionist hate himself, where someone went on his Twitter and found where he was belittling and calling someone – making fun of their sexuality or whatever. Mm-hmm. And people called him out on it. And he goes, I wasn't even on Twitter in 2010. Then you look at his – right next to the blue check mark, join October 2010. So he's already been found out and ousted. So the Duke didn't last very long in the escape from New York scenario out there.
Oh, the purity spiral is going to be endless.
Absolutely.
Until they have the left-handed, handicapped, cavity-infested, blind, deaf, whatever, I don't know, six different races and something, they're never going to find their leader, because it's all about oppression Olympics over there. See, they blame all their failures on their biological and sexual categories rather than their own stupid personal decisions, because these people are incapable of accepting responsibility or accountability. It's a whole generation that's been allowed to do that. Like, well, maybe if you didn't put so many hours on Xbox, and I'm not knocking gamers, I'm knocking addicts, then you might have a real life skill. But they don't. It is a purity spiral. Chris, are you on the line yet?
Yep.
There you are, from the UK. I know you had some questions in on this, too. I'll bring you in.
Because
there's statues in the UK, too, right? They've been hitting Churchill and basically any quote-unquote old white dude.
Yeah, I mean, Churchill had to be protected today to stop him being toppled. But yeah, I think the thing is, I think we're all being played. That we're focused on people that, you know, Churchill was 80 years ago or whatever, committed his crimes. And we're focusing on in the UK on people that committed their crimes 200, 300 years ago. But we still have Tony Blair, Anthony Blair,
Prince Andrew.
We still have Hillary Clinton. We still have George Bush dancing on Ellen. Mm-hmm. Why aren't these people being punished? We need to focus on people that today can be. They're right there for the taking. Why can't we deal with these people? No one's. That's what makes me angry. It's ridiculous. But what I want to ask you, Ryan, is. You know,
well, we at RBN do focus on those people, and so on ANC too. I do and have talked about Bush and Clinton and Andrew and all that, but I understand what you're saying. The three-letter networks divert away from the present crimes and go, oh, yeah, but this guy from 17-something another. Absolutely. What was your question?
No, what I want to ask is about fascism. All these people were... They call themselves anti-fascists, but do they understand what fascism is? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, did Mussolini not say the definition of fascism is the merging of business and state? And aren't they for it? They're for that, aren't they? That they
yeah, as really, it's not much different from communism in a sense, because communism is the absolute cap. Communism is just fascism plus no private property. I mean, socialism, the real kind, the kind that exists, is the state allocating wealth itself. And, of course, it just redistributes it to its friends. So we have fascism already in the sense of $22 trillion bailouts to the upper crust. And that went to Goldman Sachs and Citigroup and all the financial institutions that intentionally created the housing crisis. No moral hazard, et cetera, et cetera. That's too complicated a subject, where it's just like screaming racism. It's the witch hunting mentality. She's a witch. She looks like one. It's what they're not concerned with fascism or political ideologies, really. It's just a cool nickel and dime word to say. What it really is they like to call people Nazis and then go act like apes, but just like an ape throwing poo, because it's emotionally gratifying. It's emotionally gratifying to accuse someone of being sexist or racist or whatever, because then that makes you better than them. And an absolute loser, which is Antifa, needs to find a way to feel better than someone else. They definitely aren't mentally better. 90-something percent of them all have mental issues and taking pills. They're definitely not physically better. They're not financially better. So they're going to be morally better by accusing everyone else of these wild prejudices that they are so clever to not have. It's just pathetic.
It's okay, not cleverness. Well, yeah, it's smugness.
Sorry, guys.
Go to the next level. Go to the next level where you're not just debunking, you know, single-digit IQ people. It's like George Galloway or people there. They're always saying that we fought fascism in World War II. They still stick up for Churchill. They're like, well, don't deface Churchill because...
I will. All right, I'll tell you. That's good. Let's get into Galloway, but I have a caller from Spain. So he's got to jump the line. David from Spain, you are on line 3.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Yeah, no, I'm not in Maine. I'm in Spain.
I said Spain.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Maine. Okay.
No.
So make the comparison. It's a destruction of, the history that's happening in our own countries is basically the history that we've been destroying. The West has been just destroying around the world. I mean, that's what we do. We get a mob. And we like take ISIS. Down their statues. We take down in the Middle East. We take down the history.
Palmyra. Syria.
It's kind of the same thing, isn't it, or not?
And these factions are not very separate. We saw that Antifa and Kurdish YPG groups in Syria, who are statue smashers themselves, along with Al Qaeda groups. Ra'al al-Sham, HTS on us the front, and
yeah, exactly. I mean,
ISIS types. They were smashing statues in Palmyra, and Antifa and the YPG.
We go around
together.
The world destroying histories and cultures.
Pull up giant Buddhist statues.
And now it's come home to roost, isn't it?
Right. The plan that you have to sever a culture from its history if you plan to manipulate and control them in the future.
Yeah.
People
to
with roots,
take people down. That's what you have to do. You have to sever them from their history.
They want to break down any sense of identity from your family, from your nation, any sense of pride. They want to break that all down so that they can replace it and make you identitarians like themselves. Identitarians
exactly,
got nothing to go on other than silliness. Their biological category or whatever.
So people end up in the wilderness. They don't even know what way to
with no
turn,
roots,
you know,
no
it's a bit of a wilderness,
identity.
You know?
They're the ones that gravitate to
take away your identity.
Whether it's veganism or whatever, they get attracted to these cults because they need an in. They don't have anything going in their lives. And that's because they're divorced from history, or worse, they've been made to feel ashamed of it. And so because they're ashamed of that, and this is taught, this is just the liberal brainwashing in universities and schools. I mean, it's all they talk about all day. We all know who.
But it's our children they're attacking. I mean, it's our children we have to explain to. This isn't really happening, you know.
Well, thanks for your call. Let's get into people like George Galloway. Now, George Galloway, you would think, well, he's a principal guy. He's against ethnic cleansing in Palestine. He's against the war in Syria. He has some good positions. But his motivation for those positions aren't really the deep humanitarian empathy for these groups or understanding, you know, these like Palestine's being colonized, Syria's a victim of Al-Qaeda, etc. It's more of just the broken clock thing. He's going to be anti-America no matter what. That's it. A lot of these communist types, this Tim Andersons and things like that, oh yeah, they're all anti-war when America does it. But the Chinese human rights abuses or anything that doesn't fit the leftist agenda, well, all that stuff can get ignored. And if you're really humanitarian, it'd be consistent. It doesn't matter if it's Uyghurs in China or babies in Yemen or Palestinian kids or people in Virginia. You should have empathy for all these groups. Children are children. But an extreme leftist doesn't think like that. They think, no, I'm going to be against the American empire, but not when it's the communists doing the same thing. And that's what lets you understand that it's not really a sincere outgrowth or motive from a sense of purpose to protect humanity or some sort of moral compass ingrained in a theory of justice. It's just they hate the West. And they're going to oppose them on everything no matter what. And whatever happens in the world, they blame the West. And sometimes it actually is the West, but sometimes it isn't. And in those cases, they can't see that and they'd never admit it. And what Galloway will do is if someone like me calls, they just click, censor it. They don't want a real debate. Now, I'm all for them when they're against all these nasty things. I'll stand with you defending Palestinians. I'll stand with you against the sanctions on Iran. I think they're absolutely pointless. But what about American businesses and things like... No. He's on Team China. Right? And I just... There's 150 million homeless people in China. China is messed up. It's the saddest thing you'll ever see in your life. You visit China, you get one step outside of these big cities, and these little kids begging for food. They don't have a home. Kids, man. Over 2 million children homeless and dying in China. It is a fourth world cesspool. North Korea is some of the saddest. We've had refugees come through to our church in Japan. And some of the stories. There are people who had never seen a plastic bottle in their life. Never had beef. It's a once a year thing to get meat at all. The quality of life is abysmal. Galloway, they're not going to talk about that. They're like, oh yeah, North Korea, they legalized pot. It's like a great utopian. Terrible. We got Kevin in Chicago. Uh-oh. I hope you got body armor on. How's it going, Kevin? You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Ryan. I just want to get your thoughts on two quick points.
Carol Baskin.
When I see these Antifa members walking around with the hammer and sickle, communist flag, mm-hmm. It's just like, you know how offensive that is to me as a Polish-American? If people know their history, how many millions of Polish people have died at the hands of the communist, Soviet communists in Russia. And
hold them.
It would be like,
offensive to me, and I'm not Polish, because they murdered millions of people. Across Eastern Europe, across Asia, that has been communism has been the most selfish ideology man has ever devised and the most destructive. You would be better off in a dictatorship religious theocracy than communism. It is the worst form of government, bar none, that man has ever devised.
It would be like someone waving a swastika flag next to a Jew. It's the same thing, but for whatever reason, they get a pass wave their hammer and sickle flag. That was my first point. My second point regarding why this hotbed in Seattle and Portland for these people, for this Antifa people. My theory is because that area is a hotbed for like the grunge music scene, Nirvana, and kind of that lifestyle, that kind of like the hippie heroin lifestyle, and that
something
breeds
the
communist
leftist
nut jobs. Am I onto something there?
I think you are, but we have the horns playing, so we'll pick it up after the break. And I'm going to get Josh and Chris's opinions on that same question.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero for the What Really Happened show in the second hour and a half. The number to call in is 800-313-9443 if you want to chime in with your two cents. It's simulcasted on YouTube if you want to do Super Chats later. Josh and Chris, we'll get you guys' opinions. We're both still on the line there. Mm-hmm. There's so many jumping off points, though, KC. We're going to have to do that on another show, I think.
We're going to have to.
Five more hours of this, but man, a lot of great points brought up by the callers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Something about the grunge scene in Seattle and Portland, the last caller was bringing up before the break, as to why there's so many leftists in those cities. That they're the first to fall. They're like Portland every Saturday. They're out there dressed in black, having a little hee-haw. And part of it is as simple as because the mayor in the town, or the city, I should say, has decided to tell the police to stand down and to allow it. They allow the vandalism. They allow all of it because they're complicit in it. And they just these rollover leftist towns. That wouldn't happen if you had different leadership. Because absolutely the first not. Day they went and tried that, it would have been shut down immediately. Now it's gotten too big.
Like, they couldn't try that where I live.
Probably not. Probably not going to work in Oklahoma.
There would be a lot of bullets and a lot of casings all over town.
We had a BML march in Japan, and they were forced to all be quiet and march in a flock. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, we don't need that. Why are you outraged about what one cop did in Minnesota? You live in Japan,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, like I said earlier, are you mad about the police abuse in Nigeria? Do you want to talk about the farmers getting their houses set on fire in Zimbabwe and South Africa? There's plenty of stuff you get pissed about. Like, this mm-hmm. was a psyop, 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I argue a point with people that if police are the problem, which it's not the state, of course, it's never the state, even though the state enables the police to do the things that they do. A lot of times they're applauded in departments for that by their higher-ups who are basically corrupt. But let's try this out. Take out all the police for 24 hours. Let's have a national police walk-off for 24 hours. Do you know how many lefties are going to be scrambling, looking for someone's phone to find a cop? Someone who's got a gun who looks like a cop to take care of a problem that happens when people decide, oh, we have 24 hours? Great, because there's a lot of houses over there I've been looking at this week, and I was waiting until something happened.
Well, they'll be out there robbing them.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the idea. We're gonna get degeneration down to where you have posses that form, just like in the Old West. Wild West is what's going to happen. You're going to have people who go after and – start armed people looting, then you're gonna have armed posses to counteract those people and to protect people, and that system is not gonna go away just because they believe it's corrupt.
They know where these people live and where they're from. They go get them before they start looting.
Oh yeah, then they would preemptively stop it. Exactly.
You think you like anarchy until the other side goes to that level too? Then it's not fun anymore.
It's more like. Kind of like the street fight method of try me and see what happens.
I like the whole how they're also against Southern secession, but they're trying to secede from the United States and make their themselves. Oh, now secession's all right?
Kind of convenient, isn't it?
Your little communist enclave where these idiots have taken pot soil and dumped it on cardboard.
Yeah, man, they sure have, man.
You gotta be high out of your mind to be like, yeah, I'll just throw some seeds in that, no problem.
Well, here's another one that's really just more, this is insane. This isn't even like they're trying to ban a cartoon police dog named Chase from a show called Paw Patrol that like little kids, toddlers, you know, my kid.
My two-year-old has a Chase hat.
Right. They're trying to get rid of that. And they're literally trying to call off for that. They've already tried.
There's
to,
a little fireman dog, Marshall.
Right. It just
dog.
Teaches.
There's
it
rub
just,
on the double with the dump, with the bulldozer.
All that does for children is teach them occupation and civil society. Which are just, these are just
like cars. They like, oh, fire truck.
That's cool. Stuff. Yeah.
It's fun stuff. Yeah.
That's how far it goes. And we could have a stream somewhere else about this as long as you want, because I got a lot of this to talk about, man.
Wear the Chase hat in my next stream.
Do it. I'm going to wear it.
I hate police abuse. I've been talking about it longer than Black Lives Matter has existed, but man, that's not what this is. You don't jump from, there are abusive cops to get rid of all cops. There's a lot of in between those two things.
There's right? No nuance with these people. That's why they go that way.
Stuff. There is a way to train the police without them acting like jerks, we'll just say, since I'm on the radio.
Well, they can have accountability. As long as you have a system of accountability, which they couldn't escape from, they can't turn the body cams off. Then there you go right there. But you have to have that component in society or it's not going to be the same as society.
Bring in Ross from the city. Or...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
We are back. This is the What Really Happened show on RBN. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero. Mike Rivero usually has his show. He's taking a little vacation down there at Carroll Baskin Zoo. Ross from New York, you called in just as the break was starting. I appreciate your patience, and let's hear what's on your mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Antifa and, you know, chime in on that. And I just want to say I'm a big fan of yours, Ryan. I've been watching your show for a long time.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I just think it's at this point they basically have an army against, you know, what they consider to be, you know, like, you know, white Europeanism and things like that. And that's why you're seeing those statues get attacked. It's, you know, it's the members of, you know, the I'm going to call them the tribe or whatever you, and they look at us as kind of an enemy, and they are using these idiots as pawns. And it starts on the educational level. They're going into these universities as young, impressionable minds, and they're coming out as violent religious zealots that, you know, are devoted to an ideology. And it's the whatever is in vogue and whatever ideology is preached to them, you know, at that particular moment in time, is what they're devoted to. And that's whatever the zeitgeist happens to be, whether it be, equality or anything that they're preaching to them.
The fanaticism is on the same level as like religious zealots, but most religions have some sort of prescriptive moral case of positive things you're supposed to do. This cult is completely centered on hate. It's completely centered on hating the West, hating Western civ, hating a particular race, hating particular history, without any kind of prescriptive positive side. Most religions have little bit of both. This is pure negative. It's just a hate group. That's all it is. And the president should declare Antifa a terrorist organization. They're communist insurrection.
Do you think Kushner is responsible basically for him stopping at declaring it a terrorist organization, what he should obviously do? Or?
I think it's Kushner and Sheldon Adelson. Hold up. In a way, it sort of serves Trump's interest, too, because it's a bunch of blue cities falling apart that weren't going to vote for him anyway. So he's just like, I'll have some marshmallows, please, you know, because what will happen probably is for the first time ever, you're going to see some of these super deep blue areas. The people who live there who haven't fled are going to be sick of it, and they're going to vote for any Republican. All they need to know is their name. They're like, yep, you, anything. Get rid of this mob, right?
So right, the pendulum is going to swing in the opposite direction. Yeah,
he did offer to send to be fair, and I can bash Trump along with anybody, but he did offer to send the National Guard, and some of these mayors refused, including in New York. These are people that couldn't even evenly enforce the plandemic with everyone. They go, oh, are you Hasidic Jews? Well, you can go outside and do what you want and break all the rules. But everyone else, you'll get sick. Be scared. Be afraid. That one went away fast, didn't it? Oh, you can't protest because of the virus. Oh, wait, you're leftist protesters? Oh, well, no problem. Virus went away.
Right. They're just going to use this to get what they can out of it. They're sitting back and they're going to, you know, try to manipulate the situation and get what they can out of it, basically. But it really is upsetting seeing the history part of it being destroyed, and that's really that's all they're going to do. It starts with the Southern statues, and then it's going to just go to, anyone that looks European Caucasoid in general. That's a statue, and any kind of history we have is going to be attacked. You know,
I hate that they're going after history. These things are you can replace Target, you know, you can replace this. You know, Nike, McDonald's, it's hard to replace, you know, century old statues and more. But what we're really experiencing is exactly what U.S. foreign policy helped to bet in the Middle East. When those ISIS types went into Palmyra and were smashing really ancient statues in Syria,
3,000 years old statues,
it was just that the amount of archaeology we lost in Iraq, priceless world heritage artifacts gone because of these religious fanatics that are sponsored by Zionists.
Christians even lost the Church of Miracles. It was burned to the ground.
Church of Miracles was burned, 2015 or so?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Jewish terrorists went and burned it down. That wasn't in the news. You don't see Turning Point USA getting all mad at the place where Jesus Christ allegedly divided the loaves of bread and fish for the multitudes. That church was burned. The only thing that remaining was some of the flooring and a few pews and the Bibles that people grabbed and ran away with. And they burned it down. Settlers did that.
Right. I love when you
really
love when you
there's a,
the white
there's a huge
ISIS.
Similarity between great. Settlers and Antifa. Think about this, okay? They're squatting on territory that isn't theirs that they took by force. That applies to both. Right? They accuse anybody that opposes them of racism, right? The settlers just say you're anti-Semitic. Antifa just says you're a Nazi or whatever, right? Same thing.
Ding.
They're both not so covertly sponsored by Jewish billionaires, right?
Ding.
Antifa, ding, ding, ding. Yeah, Antifa and ISIS and the settlers, it's all the same. The only thing with ISIS, you throw a Muslim theme in there. Whatever, they're not really Muslim. It's just they're a bunch of mercenaries from whatever.
They're the cannon fodder.
Yeah, they're just cannon fodder. These Wahhabi fanatics. Yeah, and it's the same bread. It's losers, right? Every redhead everywhere went to join ISIS. No. cheating. You got the dregs of society, Europe, Chechnya, et cetera, that went to join ISIS because it attracts losers. It's the ideology of losers, just like Antifa. They hate everybody, but they hate hierarchy. That's their thing, right? I think they're finally going to get their comeuppance, because how else can this end? They're not just going to steal cities.
It stems from rooting for what they consider to be the underdog, and in that case, they consider to be underdog the black of society is considered to be the underdog. Yeah. Whether that's true or not, but that's what it roots from. But then they feel that they're doing good, but they're not. You know, I mean, human beings are probably never more dangerous than when they're 100% sure that they're right.
Black billionaires and millionaires, athletes, celebrities, all walks of life, neurosurgeons, etc. They're not oppressed. They have it better in America than any country in the world, including any African nation.
Right.
The U.S. is not a racist place.
Right, and they're going to realize that they're being used as pawns also. They're being used as pawns, and eventually I think Antifa is just going to try to take them over, and they're going to turn on them too, and it's just going to be kind of a very chaotic situation.
Black Lives Matter is going to separate into two factions, because it kind of has always been like this, but they're going to, one side or the other is going to have to rebrand and say, okay, we're not them, we're this now.
It's already happening, actually.
It's like the moderate rebels in Syria. I call them the moderate rioters, right? The moderate loot. They looted in a moderate way. One cop was standing in this window, so they went through this other window. Everyone sees through this. I mean, is anybody not seeing through this? Even CNN can't lie their way out of this.
Peter, let me ask you a question, actually, if you don't mind. So you're talking about how, like, the far left and the Antifa types and these super social justice liberal types. Is this Peter? This is Peter, right?
Ross, did we? I don't know. I lost count.
Ross, sorry. I was trying to guess who Peter was. I was thinking of who Peter was.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the screen. Ross, my bad. I'm so sorry. Ross. All right. Well, one of my points is that you brought this up in a really good way, and it just set some alarms in my head off. There's one group in history that's known for its inversion of the belief structure, like the traditional religious structure that
some
it's supposed to hold.
Revolutionary spirit.
Right. But specifically, this is a specific sect of these revolutionaries known as the Sabbatean Frankists. Do you agree with that point?
I don't know enough about them. I just think that I think that they're kind of directionalists, the anarchists that just are, like
absolutely.
I said, they're following whatever is preach to them in a university level, where if you hammer something into someone's brain enough, it's going to become what they blindly follow. And it's done in an elusive sense where it's kind of hinted at them, and then it's kind of thrown at them, really. And it starts when we're doing this to them when they're children. It's starting on TV when they're watching.
They need an excuse
for
their failure. They get out of university, didn't learn a real skill, and they feel entitled, and they didn't get what they expected. And so they're like, oh, it's all society's fault. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, they
have catered to my gender or something.
That's assuming that they're not academically successful. Some of them could be academically successful, and they're still becoming this. That's what's so alarming about it. Is that they're taking intelligent brains and twisting them.
They might have done well
in
school, but in the real world, not so much. These kids.
These are
basement dwellers. It's mostly basement.
Oh yeah, totally.
Well, it's like they're in love with the inversion of beauty. So it's kind of like the idea about if you stare at a Serrano painting long enough, you'll think that is Jesus, not a crucifix in urine. So it's kind of that's the idea that they find the ugly things and they find them beautiful, and they push that idea that you have to accept this because it's the most wonderful thing, and it's like some kind of forced sadism on their own psyche.
You could call it satanic.
You could,
talk
and that's
about
where I was
going with that. Right? Where does that click originate? I don't know what I can say without getting in trouble here, but we can talk about Jacob and Esau, the real Jacob and Esau, later. I'll do it on my own. I'm not going to get anyone else in trouble. Thanks for your call. We got Peter in L.A. who's been waiting patiently, who also called last week.
Yeah, hi guys. Great show. Always enjoy you, Ryan. Hey, listen, I think that it's apparent to me at any rate that Antifa and the whole, the reason why these riots got so much, one of the reasons is because the media has been lying, for instance, about the crime numbers and downplaying them and actually inverting them, as you say, for years and years and years. And so the people actually believe they're being downtrodden when in reality they are not. They're as you mentioned earlier, you know, executing 55 or 60% of the violent crime and 90% of the interracial, cross-racial crime, violent crime. And but yet that's never covered, and here we have this, the media, all owned by the same chosen people who print all the money, by the way, and who bankroll Antifa. And by the way,
I don't think it's 90. I think whites can, only 10% is white on minorities, but there is a sizable chunk.
That's right. It's 568,000
Latin Americans and others that are also committing crimes. But yes,
yeah, 568,000
It's mostly black on black crime, and mostly in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other areas. Anyway, there are certain areas of Maryland that are just as black as the blackest area of Chicago, and they don't have any crime. I mean, this is a regional thing.
But the statistics are still what the statistics are.
Oh, yeah, the statistics are. When they complain, you'd be like, oh, we're disproportionately jailed or shot. There were only nine unarmed blacks killed by police last year. Nine. 235 were killed. All of them are armed except for nine people. But you don't compare that to the general statistics. You compare that to the ones committing crimes, and 55% of violent crimes are black. And if I were to say, oh, I don't know, whites getting more pickup truck accidents, that's because more whites own pickup trucks because more whites live in rural areas. It's got nothing to do with their genetics that is causing them to have accidents in trucks. Blacks live in urban areas. Urban areas are where crimes occur, end up more than, for violent crimes. I mean, that's where they have to. Right, you could blame, you can go on and on with statistics. Like I was in the thing I wrote earlier, you could say, "Oh, East Asians have a higher income on average than Hispanics." Uh huh. Does that mean that they're being favored, or is it? Does it? Could it also mean that older people make more money than young people, and Hispanics have more children than East Asians? So on average, they are younger. So on average, they earn less. It doesn't. There's nothing nefarious about it. Right, there's a lot of statistics where you can go, oh, well, this group's higher than this other group, and there is just perfectly reasonable explanation as to why. The mean age of Asians is higher than the mean age of Hispanics. So, of course, they earn more because all older people earn more, right? Of course, well, there's more murder in urban centers, rural centers. I know, I'm going another. I know what you're saying. You're saying.
I mean, you know, old East Asians, that's not where I'm going at all, okay? Where I'm going is why this is happening, and these people have been propagandized to think they've been downtrodden and that we're to blame. I mean, we're talking about European Americans. The same people that are destabilizing Europe with mass immigration, destabilizing here with mass immigration. And by the way, talk about historical erasure. How about the hundreds of Palestinian towns that have been completely razed and eliminated from history? But nevertheless, I believe that this is the Zios. You there?
I'm here. I'm with you all the way on this.
These are the ruling Zios saying that basically that the only people standing in front of in the way of their world domination and barely standing in front are the Europeans and the European Americans, basically, who have the education and the numbers and the infrastructure to oppose it, and so they have to be destabilized. And they've been playing, and unfortunately, the black community, the minority community, they can be played like Stradivariuses. And anytime they want,
they were weaponized for a reason.
That's right. They're weaponized for a reason. And they've done it to divide us and all that with a false narrative. So,
well, who would want to get blacks and whites to fight each other? Who would want to get Christians and Muslims to fight each other?
Who would create economic disparity for one group specifically in higher numbers than they would in another group?
Yes, who would do that?
They'll encourage. As a matter of fact, they'll create the wars that create the refugees that destabilize all of Europe, but they will take none of them in. But they'll say that we must take them in. We've got to take in people from the Central America and everywhere else in the world. The Europeans have to do it all from, you know, the Levant and everywhere else. But the Israelis don't take anybody.
I believe Europeans are the only nations in the world where they are the ethnic minority. Yeah. Everyone else has a homeland. American Indians is the other one.
You see the same thing play out with the Middle East and those the whole migrant crisis that you know we just kind of just the media forgot about, where you saw the hordes of men from Muslim countries going into Europe when Muslim countries that are secular countries have the room, they have the accommodations. You have 1 million tents in Saudi Arabia, but I don't see anyone in those tents. And they have the money to spare.
Turkey did take a lot of them in, and there were some Muslim states that took them in, but they fostered that sectarian. They use it as a threat. Europe, do what you want, or we'll open this door. So they took them in, but only for their own leverage. We'll be back right out. Well, we only have one more after this break, so stay tuned. Okay.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
What a powerful song that is. Every time I hear it, I get goosebumps and the hair stands up on my forearms. This is Ryan Dawson filling in with the final segment for the Mike Rivero's What Really Happened show on the RBN network. What a stream. We've been talking about Antifa. You know, there is a global opportunity just hearing that, listening to that song, hearing about Gaza. And we know in Syria and Iraq that they had their history destroyed, physically destroyed, ancient artifacts removed, culture flipped upside down. It's happened in the United States too. And we know who the hand is behind it. This is a chance to unify Christian, Muslim, atheist, or otherwise, Arab, European, doesn't matter. Everybody needs to unify and say, hey, we know which factions. Let's just call them Wall Street. Which big media moguls have designed this on purpose? Which three-letter wetworks? They led to all the war propaganda, all the race propaganda from CNN, MSNBC, Fox, etc. We know who owns those networks. We know who's in charge of that content. And we know they want us to fight with each other, Frankfurt School style. And we see through it. We're noticing things. And you know what happens when you notice things?
Well, some people do. Some people disappear. We don't get to talk about them anymore. We don't get to they don't get to participate in society. Others might be even a great leader will make plans to show the world what they're up to and what they're doing, and they'll make sure that he doesn't speak or his brother.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, there were a couple great leaders in the United States that both found bullets in the head because they opposed Zog. They did it to the Kennedys. And that still hasn't come. The truth for that hasn't come to light. I just linked the RFK assassination video on whatreallyhappened.com a couple days ago. It's on brand new tube. I want to give that a plug. It's not mine, but I'm just saying brandnewtube.com, censorship-free videos. It's like YouTube, except completely opposite, because you can say things, reasonable political positions that, you know, are to the right of Karl Marx, and they won't get censored because of truth speech, which they call hate speech. Right? Oh, you're telling the truth? Truth is hate speech. Don't you know that? Did you just say that God's chosen lunatics colonized Palestine? Don't you know that's anti-Semitic? Are you quoting FBI crime statistics? Don't you know that's racist? No, facts are facts. It is not racist. It's not anti-Semitic. It's none of that. Real people are suffering, and we're not even allowed to speak freely about it without our language getting policed. You can't even use pronouns without someone saying, oh, no, you got to use these pronouns.
Oh, it's even There's worse than that. In
it. That's it.
It's even worse than that. Now,
final
now
one. Josh, Chris, after this break, thanks to everybody. Thank you, Mike Rivera, for believing in me and having faith in me and RBN as well. See you guys next time he needs a sub.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.